Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I'd call it more of a featurette. It's a 3-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue and there's a pickup game and there's chores and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for the social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the video show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Nearly mixed trade scene here on Friday, with most traders taking a step back and observing following a wild market shift throughout the holiday-shortened week. March corn futures about 0.75 cents higher. The Dow Jones 170 points higher. NASDAQ up 54 points. In live cattle today, with the exception of February live cattle, which are in delivery and soon to expire, limited activity is seen throughout the entire live cattle complex here today. Prices were mixed in a narrow range after the early week volatility, allowing for some end-of-the-week positioning by those traders who have stuck around. This could leave markets quiet, although traders will be watching the cold storage report and cattle on feed reports for direction of markets next week. Cash markets were still untraded here on Friday, but dressed bids were starting to improve. Trade may not be seen until after the time that the cattle on feed report is released. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 78 cents in select and up $1.32 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 45 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, narrow trading ranges indicating some quiet trading sessions ahead, as feeder cattle markets saw some very limited direction seen in both grain and cattle markets throughout the end of the week. Most contracts holding single-digit market shifts, with traders trying to assess longer-term direction and the potential for future moves in beef values. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed, with corn trade flat to 1 cent higher in light two-sided action, while soybean trade was narrowly mixed, with traders holding support but not able to extend further from the reversal earlier this week. Meal was flat to a dollar lower and oil flat to 10 points lower. Over in wheat, trade was 1 to 11 cents higher, with Minneapolis trade leading again, with the winter wheat still struggling to maintain their momentum. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.